Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on 26th May 2016 as part of Thursday Live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Let us offer our most grateful and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan. Dearest Lord, please hold our hands and please ensure that we never leave your hands in this journey of life. Please bless us so that in every step of our way we feel your presence. And if at all we miss your presence, please fill us with your love so that in every act that we do, we think of only you. With this prayer, dear listeners, let us move on and welcome to this special episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, where we are discussing about the Satya Sai Arati. This is the third episode on Satya Sai Arati. In the first two episodes, we concentrated on the first few lines of the Arati. We shared with you the tune, the lyrics, and over a discussion communicated to you what we thought is the significance of the Satya Sai Arati. And in today's episode, we move on to the first stanza of this very important song, which is part of every bhajan session anywhere in the world. So let's begin by listening to the lyrics of the first stanza of the Satya Sai Arati.
Shashi Vadana Sri Kara Sarva Prana Pate Swami Sarva Prana Pate Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava Om Jai Jagadisha Hare.
And now for the tune of the lyrics you heard just now. The Arati is a very common song, very familiar to everyone, but at the same time it is important that we sing it flawlessly in terms of pronunciation as well as tune. So please listen to Brother Ravi Kumar as he sings to us very clearly the right tune of the Satya Sai Arati.
The Mangala Arati is sung in the scale C sharp madhyam. Shashi Vadana Shri Kara Sarva Pranapate Swami Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpalatika Ashrita Kalpalatika Apad Bandhava Om Jai Jagadish Hare.
So we are now done with the tune and the lyrics of the first stanza of Satya Sai Arati. We discussed about the raga of the song in the first episode of this series. Dear listeners who wish to know about the notes of the Arati, please do refer to the first episode of this special series, where we have shared with you the notes of the Arati song on the piano and also discussed about the rhythm of this composition, which is an integral part of every Sai Bhajan session. Let us now move on to discuss about the meaning of what you heard just now, the meaning of the first stanza. Like in previous episodes, we will now listen to the conversation I had with Brother Amey Deshpande, a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group, sharing with us his insights and reflections on what each word of the first stanza connotes. Here it is. Sai Ram, Brother Amey, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom and this special discussion that we are having on the Sri Satya Sai Arati.
Thank you, Brother.
So we had two sessions where we discussed the significance of the Arati and the first introductory lines of the Arati. Can we take up now the first stanza? ಸಶಿವದನಾ ಶ್ರೀಕರ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಾಣಪತಿ ಆಶ್ರಿತ ಕಲ್ಪಲತಿಕ ಆಪದ್ ಬಾಂಧವ. ಸೊ ಸಶಿವದನ, ದ ಫೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಮೂನ್, ರೈಟ್?
ಯಾ. ಸೊ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಅಗೇನ್ ಓವರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಕೋಟಿ ಸೂರ್ಯ ಸಮಪ್ರಭ, ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಈಕ್ವಿವ್ಯಾಲೆಂಟ್ ಟು 1 crore ಆಫ್ ಸನ್ಸ್ ಮಿನಿಮಮ್, ದಟ್ ಇಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ನೌ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಕಾಲಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಮ್ ಶಶಿವದನ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್, apparently looks opposite, that is he the sun or is he the moon, but he is actually the one who is a combination of that.
Yes.
And
because what is the moon? The moon's light also is basically the sun's light.
Yeah, but it is much soothing.
Much soothing.
Yeah, and it's beautiful, and you can look at it with your wise eyes wide open. And that is what, you know, several devotees who have had the experience of seeing Swami in that cosmic form, Howard Murfitt, for example, he says that when he envisioned Swami in that Koti Surya Samaprabha, it was not like, just imagine one sun itself, we cannot look directly, right? We have to cringe our eyes or wear some specs goggles. Imagine he's equivalent to 1 crore of suns. Imagine the effulgence, and yet it is an effulgence that you can look with your eyes wide open. Imagine that phenomenon, which is soothing, which is calming, which when you see doesn't blind you.
Yes.
Right? It in fact opens up all your inner vision. And therefore, he is referred to as Shashivadana. That is, though he may be Koti Surya, but he is the one
very
which is
soothing.
Right? And Swami's face itself was like that.
Yes.
Very, very soothing. When one just looked at him, and in fact, the concept of darshan itself was such a fantastic thing. Right? Elsewhere, we would get half a second or half a minute in any Garbhagriha. Here was the deity coming and sitting in front of us for hours together. Often, like Dakshinamurti, we wouldn't say anything.
Yes.
And we would just be sitting in his presence and just beholding his beautiful form, his beautiful face. And so therefore, yeah, I guess, and today he has left us back a legacy of videos where, you know, we can just look at his face, his Shashivadana, and contemplate on that.
Shashivadana Shrikara.
Shrikara. So, Shrikara, Shri means wisdom and wealth.
Yes.
So, wealth of all types. In fact, the greatest wealth is wisdom.
Yes.
And so, there are like, you know, there are different definitions of Lakshmi. Or Lakshmi, you know, you have Dhana Lakshmi, you have Dhanya Lakshmi, you have Santana Lakshmi, and you have Ved. So, all the kinds of different wealth that we have, prosperity, can be of several different types. Starting right from the most mundane of all wealth, which is money. You know, to food, to progeny, to power,
health,
to and then finally the wisdom itself.
Yes.
So that itself is or knowledge. Knowledge itself is our biggest wealth. So when we are saying Shrikara, it actually means the one who bestows us with all of this, right? So because when you contemplate on his form, okay, which is Shashivadana, then he becomes Shrikara. He just starts giving you all of these wealth, you know, very automatically, as a spontaneous outpouring of his grace and compassion. All this is given to you when we start contemplating. So, that probably is the meaning of Shrikara. Of course, there could be many other meanings. Maybe it could be a prayer to Swami that, please grant me this.
Yes.
Yeah. So, one way is to say that he grants me. The other one is saying, oh Shashivadana, Shrikara, means you please do this for me. Give me all this, you know, all the different
kinds of things. Shashivadana is one who comforts you, and he comforts you in so many ways.
Correct.
You know, whatever be the lacuna in you, he can give you that.
Yes, he can cover up that.
He can cover up that.
Yeah.
You know, he can soothe your life in any way.
Correct.
Yes.
So Shrikara probably means, you know, that which where he is giving us all the different forms of wealth. So Shashivadana, Shrikara. Sarva Pranapati. This is in fact one of my favorite words. Sarva Pranapati. Now look at, there are two ways of looking at Sarva Pranapati. One is the prana, okay, which is every breath that I am taking. So Sarva means every breath or all the breaths I am taking, he is the pate of that.
Yes.
That he is the master. Or the Pate, what would be the other word? The
overlord.
The overlord, yes. So he is the overlord of every single breath that I am taking. That could be one meaning of it. And he is also of all the beings which are breathing.
Yes.
Right from the, you know, the microbial amoeba, the single celled one which is breathing, to, you know, the most complex, you know, one. He is Sarva Pranapati. Right? And I think it's so beautiful because it is actually telling us that, you know what, I am present in everything. Do you have the ability to see me in everything? And that is our greatest knowledge that we can get, isn't it? That is our greatest wisdom, to see him, you know, breathing in every... It is said that God sleeps in a rock.
Yes.
He lives in a...
Stirs in an animal.
He stirs
breathes
in a
plant and stirs in an animal.
And he's awakened in a man.
Man. Yeah.
Right? So it is actually that Sarva Pranapate actually means that.
Yes.
That everything that I'm seeing around me, it's such a beautiful word, right? That he's the overlord of everything. If he decides one fine day, I'll just stop breathing. Right now it could happen to me.
Yes.
So let me not take anything for granted that even the next breath I'm going to take. Right? So I think it's
profound. I mean, just this line. I mean, he's the overlord. Here we are saying that he is the one who can complete any person. You know, he is the one who can complete any being with whatever incompleteness is there in them. You know,
correct.
Whatever incompleteness they feel.
Swami would often say, right, you're all zeros and I'm the one.
Hero. Yeah, he's the only. And because he is the only one who is vibrating in everyone.
Correct.
I think this is such a profound line.
Yeah, he is the one who gives meaning to all our lives.
Yes.
If there is no prana, there is no pate, there is no prana, and therefore, you know, we will not be able to experience this Vishwarupa, which we see.
And that prana is also such an important word, you know.
Yes.
He's like, without it, you don't exist. You know, we might have everything that we are, the hands, legs, the eyes and everything, but if we do not have that principle, prana, that life principle, if it is not there, then we are useless.
And we take that most for granted, isn't it?
Yeah, we take that for granted.
Yeah, I mean, all our prejudices and pride and achievements, and all is on top. It's like an application which is running on the operating software, operating system.
Yes.
Operating system is prana.
Prana. Even if the body, we spend so much time on the body and everything.
Correct. So, right, so we are so proud of all our other things, you know, whether it's my looks or whether it is my knowledge or whether it's my skill. Forgetting for a moment that it is that which is running. He's the master of every breath.
Yes. Wow. Phenomenal. Again, and that is repeated, isn't it? This line. Swami Sarva Pranapati.
Master, you are the Pate. You are the master.
Hey, this is something that, you know, I think if you are singing this line, if you are always conscious of this, that Swami, you are the overlord of everything. You are the overlord of every breath that I take. You are the overlord of every act, every thought, every deed.
In fact, also it helps us in our day-to-day, you know, functioning in the Satyasai organization. See, many times we sit in the bhajans with issues with people. You know, whether it could be bhajan convener, whether it could be just our, the person sitting next to me, you know, and, or it could be, you know, several of the other dignitaries. But I feel this one word, you know, just puts everything into perspective. I find this as a great leveler, especially in Prashanti Nilayam, when in the evening, you know, when we all sitting for bhajans, and, you know, you would probably have a chief justice, a former chief justice of the country coming and sitting in front of this thing, and then you will have a little tiny tot from the primary school also sitting on the same ground. At that one moment, no, we are just one.
And there are birds, those sparrows and those pigeons.
They will be picking. In fact, they are the closest to the...
Closest. They come to the samadhi, pick up one strand, one flower and fly away.
Yeah. That, I mean, for that moment, I love that moment, because at that one moment, we are all children.
You know,
whether it's a director of a campus, whether it is director of Radio Sai, anybody, at that moment, Swami, we are just your children.
Yes.
Because that Sarva Pranapati, he is the one who is beating in every heart. And therefore, let me not have any ill feelings towards anybody, because he is the one who is beating through them.
Yes.
He is their master. Right? All of us are working for the one big boss.
Yes.
So it kind of gives,
I mean, that kind of feel, that leveling feeling, you know, even if I am beaten by someone, it is because he is beating in his heart.
Exactly.
So don't feel anything.
Yeah. Means don't take anything personally.
Personally, yeah.
Because it's all happening as a part of divine design.
Divine design, yeah.
So that sarva pranapati is one of my favorite words actually.
Yeah, it's really like that word pranasakha. This is
correct.
You know, that kind of emotion this word evokes.
Yes,
phenomenal. Ashrita kalpalatika, kalpataru I have heard.
Yes.
So what is kalpalatika?
So I just would like to give you one incident that happened. For me, actually, the Shashivadana comes so soon in the aarti that actually by the time, you know, you have taken a breath from bhajan singing,
yes,
and you start contemplating, it is already Mata Pita Guru Devam.
Yeah.
And so often I used to think that, oh God, I missed an opportunity to sing this, because, you know, you're just taking a breath from bhajan singing. And,
yes.
And it so happened, so this is a very unconscious, a very, very passing thought. And one of my brothers, one of our bhajan singer brothers, had a dream one day in which apparently I am sitting with him and Swami calls both of us and Swami is telling both of us, Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava. He is telling us to sing this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is soon after Samadhi.
Oh, okay.
Okay. He is saying Sarva Pranapati. He is saying Shashivadana Shrikara Sarva Pranapate Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava. And so we are saying, Swami, yes, Swami, Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava. We both are just saying it. Pokucho. And the dream ended over there. And so he just came and told me, brother, this is what happened. That Swami asked us to. And that's when, you know, it kind of struck me that, yeah, maybe, you know what, you're not thinking about these lines enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not able to fully understand the purport of Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava. What is the meaning of this? So actually, Ashrita means the one who gives ashraya, which
shelter.
Is shelter. And kalpa latika, so kalpa we know is kalpa vriksha, which is the fulfilling, all fulfilling tree, the wish fulfilling tree. And latika is a creeper. Now typically it is as you said, it is a wish fulfilling tree, not a wish fulfilling creeper. But the inner significance, as was told to me by one of my Balvika's teachers, was latika means a creeper. And so I am actually saying that I want to be the creeper around that wish fulfilling tree, which is the Lord.
Okay.
That's when I will get shelter.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashrita, when I start winding myself around that Kalpa Vriksha, then automatically I get the shelter of that tree.
Oh, wow.
So he is the Ashrita. He is the Ashrita Kalpa Vriksha and I am the Latika. Right. One more meaning of it is apparently the Lord has been described as a creeper where every leaf is the Vedas.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the Vedas are the leaves of a metaphorical creeper which keeps growing and growing and growing and growing, which is like what the knowledge is. But I would rather park that meaning aside. And so whenever now, so since then I've been thinking about this and I really feel that, Swami, yeah, I want to be that creeper which winds around you.
Yeah, and Swami has mentioned that, no? there is a beautiful poem also where Swami says that, you know, we should keep praying that, you know, let me be a flower in your garden, let me be a creeper in your tree.
Correct.
So that is the kind of feeling of, yeah, again, that feeling of supplication.
Yeah, and I feel it's such a beautiful feeling.
Absolutely.
Just moment, for a moment, let us physically feel that we are hugging Swami.
Hugging Swami, yeah.
Right, we are just all over him. And that's what we used to do, right?
Yeah.
Whenever we used to get an opportunity, we'll be pressing his foot, feet, and we would try to go as much, we'll press anything that we get.
Yeah. Yeah.
One day, I remember, on a very light note, the boys, the way they were pressing, you know, they had reached Swami's, his knees, and almost getting to his thighs to press, you know. And Swami just pointed and said, come, he was pointing at his neck, he said, press this also. And I felt, oh my God, you know. So we would love to be a creeper around this beautiful form, you know, which is the all-fulfilling, the wish-fulfilling tree, and which gives shelter to all. So, Ashrita Kalpa Latika Apad Bandhava. Once you take shelter under that, you automatically, he becomes Apat Bandhava. Apat means issues, problems, challenges. Bandhava is the one who rescues, or one who is there with you during this, any of the problems, and who lifts you out of any troubles. So once you actually weave yourself around the Lord, what problems can ever be there for you? Right? All our problems become his problems.
Yes.
So, again, you know, each of these we can narrate several stories, and I'm sure even as the listeners are listening to this, they will notice that of several incidences in our lives where Swami has been the apad bandhava for us, provided, you know, we have thought about him, because as Swami said,
and we have clinged on to him, you know.
Exactly. actually when Shirdi Baba says, no, if you look to me, I look to you. Right? I think it's a very simple looking statement, but when I've tried to contemplate on it, he's saying that if you look to me, I look to you. Actually, I am looking at you all the time, but you don't see me because you're not looking at me.
You're not looking at me.
Right? Logically, if you look to me, you will see that I am looking at you.
Yes,
exactly. I am always looking at you.
Yes.
You are not able to, because you don't look at me.
Yeah.
So if you look to me, you will notice that I am looking at you. I am always with you. I am in you, around you, as Swami would say. Right? So if we cling on, there's a very metaphorical meaning over here. We actually choose to be creepers around the world, not around God.
We cling on to all our millions of other desires, and we think this person will help us. We think that position will help us. We think this insurance will help us.
One of our brothers very beautifully explained, no, that we actually are thirsty for water. Okay. And we think that this water is coming out of this tap, and we start clinging on to the tap, right? Which is the object of, this tap could be even Satya Sai's form. So we are thinking that the Satya Sai's form is this wish fulfilling, you know, which is giving me water by which I can quench my thirst. One day, this tap goes dry. Okay? And now we are shocked because, hey, come on. I mean, how can water not come from this? And, you know, we start hitting, banging, the same tap which used to give us water and which used to fulfill and satiate our desires, now we start becoming violent with it. We start, you know, getting irritated and depressed with it. Somebody comes and says, hey, water is coming, man. Why don't you use the other tap? And at that time we say, no, I want it from this tap only. I want all my happiness from this. Here we are clinging on to the tap rather than the water which actually quenched our thirst. So what Swami is also telling, we would give another example of, you know, the coconut tree or the palm tree and the shadow. If you want the coconut, you have to climb the tree. You have to be a creeper around the tree. No use being a creeper around the shadow of the tree. Neither will you get the, thinking that it is easier, you know, neither will you get the coconut. Okay. Nor will you have the thing of actually climbing up the tree. Guess what? If you actually become the creeper around the tree, climb up the tree of the Lord, not only do you get the real fruit, you also get the shadow fruit.
Yes.
So Swami would often give this, and I feel that is why let us be a creeper. Let us, you know, be the creeper around the right tree.
Yes.
So there is actually only one tree. The other is the shadow.
And see, and it is not an ordinary tree, no? I mean, it's when you think about it is so foolish on our part to cling on to something else, because this is a wish fulfilling tree.
Yes.
It can give anything.
And therefore, let us also wish for the right things. would say, you know, that I can never forget that beautiful story. Husband has had a terrible fight with his wife, obviously being on the losing side. Nobody rarely wins that fight. Right? And, you know, at the height of the season, you are a useless fellow, you know, you are good for nothing. At least go get one packet of coffee, you know, I want to have coffee and there's no coffee at home. And so he starts going in the hot sun in the afternoon, he's running from, you know, shop to shop, and all the shops are closed. And now he's so tired. He said, I can't go back home without getting coffee for my wife. And so he's just resting under the tree. It happens to be a wish fulfilling tree.
Yes.
And suddenly he finds this voice, you know, my child, ask me what you want. And at that moment, you know, this is a wish fulfilling. He can ask for anything. You know, he can ask for a coffee garden. He can ask for the
coffee estate.
And the very desire for coffee to go, or, you know, let my wife be talking to me nicely. And he says, you know what, right now I need a kg of coffee. You know, and Swami would often say that is how my devotees treat me.
Mm-hmm.
I remember once in Trai, Swami told that, you know, here is a multifaceted diamond in front of you, referring to himself.
Mm.
You don't use me even as a paperweight.
Oh my God.
Even as a paperweight, we don't use him. Means even that much, utility, we don't
apply our buddhi even to that extent.
To that extent. So here is the wish fulfilling tree, and we ask him for marks, and we ask him for job, and we ask him for this and that, when he's actually capable of of giving us everything.
Amazing. I think that those very two sentiments so powerful. I mean, everything is so beautiful, but that Sarva Pranapate, I think, you know, that is such correct. A powerful phrase in this stanza. Of course, every devotee will relate to something which is very precious to them.
Correct.
And again, this Kalpalatika, let us be that creeper. I think, and you know, we discussed earlier how this whole Aarti is all about submission to the Lord, you know, surrendering to the Lord. And this only amplifies that. How do we do it, you know?
Correct.
And feeling Him everywhere and just being clinging on to Him. And,
yes.
And then automatically you feel His protection. And
just again as a disclaimer, I would, you know, would want to, that in case we have understood the Sanskrit wrongly, please do forgive us for it. I mean, this is just a heart-to-heart kind of conversation.
Yes.
So, I mean, I know that maybe we have not understood, maybe a great Pandit can come and tell us in the right
absolutely.
Way that, you know what, actually Latika doesn't mean that.
True.
It means something else.
Yeah.
But, so please forgive us for that, for our lack of understanding. It's yeah. just a humble attempt on our part, and we
true.
Would love to hear from you what you feel about, you know, how would you interpret
yes.
Kalpalatika, and that will be wonderful to hear.
Just like any bhajan, you know, every devotee relates to that bhajan in a different way.
Yes.
Somebody creates a story, somebody dwells on a particular meaning, somebody thinks of some particular incident. Every word will mean different things to different
yeah,
people.
And I think it will be very interesting to know from our listeners
yes.
what they, how they have perceived of yes. this Kalpalatika.
I think there are two ways of looking at it. One is going the scholarly way. Actually, if you go to a Sanskrit scholar, probably he will probably give so many more meanings of this word
yes.
Latika
yes.
and Kalpalatika, and probably from that we can derive much more inner significance of what this means. And the second is the Bhava way,
yes.
where you know you just lose yourself in what is it this line is conveying. And you know, in that moment of devotion, in that moment of surrender, probably you'll get some more beautiful insights of relating to the Lord.
Absolutely.
And I think as you said, the more we share, maybe we will help more people to enjoy the bliss of singing the Aarti. Beautiful. Thank you very much, Brother
Thank you,
Ramesh.
Brother. Once again,
we'll take up the next stanza in the coming episode.
Sure.
Sairam.
Sairam.
So that was Brother Ame Deshpande, a former student of Baba's University and currently a faculty member in the Department of Management and Commerce in the Prashant Nilayam campus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Brother Ame Deshpande is an accomplished musician and a very gifted singer. We will continue this discussion on the Sathya Sai Aarti in the coming episodes of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. In every episode, you will listen to the meaning, the tune and the lyrics and detailed explanation of what each stanza of the Aarti connotes. We hope you are enjoying this discussion. We hope it is meaningful and fruitful. Please do tell us what you feel about what we have discussed. Maybe you have different explanations. Maybe you have other beautiful insights which you can share, which we can communicate to all the other Sai devotees in the Sai family. So please feel free to share what you think about what we have shared today. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Before we conclude this program, let's listen to the Aarti once again and sing along.
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य सारी हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्री करा सर्वा प्राण पते स्वामी आश्रित कल्पलतीका पाप बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंत युनीवे स्वामी मरियंत युनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नागेन्द्राचयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी
That, dear listeners, we have come to the end of the third episode of this special series on the Satya Sai Aarti in Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by another alumnus from Chennai, T.S. Ramakrishnan. With heart full of gratitude, we offer this program at the lotus feet of our most beautiful, beloved Bhagwan. You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on 26th May 2016 as part of Thursday Live from Prashantinilayam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.